All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and as always, we appreciate you welcoming us into your listening pleasure for the next 3 hours. It's Nick, it's Joel, it's Colin Jost, and Weekend Update. No, it's Barry Laminack, fresh off his first appearance on television on the new show. Everybody's in a good mood,
He's
I think.
Famous.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I'm in a good mood.
Good.
Are you?
Let's see if we can blow that in the first segment. Nick, get to work.
Yeah, Nick. There's no way you guys can run it because Charlie Polillo made my week already.
He sure did. A couple times just, over.
You know, Charlie is the most unassuming, straight-laced appearing guy that you would ever meet. And you get that vibe from his radio, personality. You get that vibe when you talk to him. But when Charlie Polillo starts cursing in the studio,
no,
oh, it's fantastic.
At who?
I won't. At both of us.
Well, I walked in and then
it was absolutely the best.
I walked in and in general, he just dropped the first F bomb, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be one of those weeks on a Monday. Charlie drops an F bomb, and Barry was kind of like, what?
Love it.
And then we started talking about it. He dropped another expletive, but not a cuss word.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't throw him under the bus.
I'm not. And then just for good measure, because we were so taken aback by it, on the way out, he opened the door back up and came in the studio and says, F you both.
Yeah. Bleep off. Told us to bleep off
and
left.
Fantastic.
My feelings would be hurt if Charlie Polillo said that to me.
Are you kidding me?
My feelings would be absolutely hurt.
Charlie Polillo cursing me out would be like getting rocked to sleep. It'd be the best feeling. It would be the best feeling ever. It was just like amazing. Mr. Straight Laced. Over there just slanging F-bombs.
So let me get this straight. Charlie can curse you out and you're okay with it.
Yeah.
But if I curse you out, I get
all
kinds of...
Well, you're a dick. So,
what? He just dropped an F-bomb.
Here's the thing. You guys aren't friends with Charlie. I am. He follows me on Twitter, okay? So I understand him. And what he really was doing there was saying he's mad that softball was canceled yesterday due to the weather. So that's why he's cussing. If you read him, that's what happens.
Yeah. By the way, not to get off track, but it's on our TV. Mm-hmm. Just real quick about Antonio Brown's mustache.
It's awful.
One, he looks like Uncle Drew.
A little bit.
Two, he looks like he was not picked up for a Got Milk campaign.
Good point.
It's just stupid. Why are you doing that? Are you trying to start a new trend? Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. A blonde mustache and none of your hair is blonde. It's weird. It's very weird. He deserves to.
We had a listener suggest the Lorax.
From
Dr. Seuss.
Probably
so. And at first I said no, but then I looked up and if you just because you
Could
can't
be,
stop
huh?
looking at the blonde mustache going, it's like when you're in Sesame Street, which one of these things doesn't belong. It looks really weird. Even Molly Karam on ESPN's going, first off, before we get to anything else, AB, what's up with the stash?
Yeah. Well,
it's just terrible.
And like I said, maybe Got Milk is perfect because he is acting like a baby, and babies like milk, so maybe that's why it all works.
Well,
it all ties together.
We had the soundbite that they released before the interview aired this weekend. Mm-hmm. The bad thing was when they got into the whole interview, he basically takes no blame for anything that has happened
of course not.
In his time with the Steelers.
Absolutely not. And it's not that he's a baby. Guys like that have that big of an ego, they're never wrong. They're never going to come in and be like, you know what, this is where I messed up and I could have been more mature or I could have been a better teammate or I could have done this. They're not going to own it. He lives in his own world. I mean, that's why, we talk about the fact, do you really want a guy like that in your locker room? There are some organizations that I think could fade that. But my goodness, if you don't think a locker room run by Mike Tomlin couldn't handle that, who could?
True.
I mean, maybe Belichick, maybe Seattle. There's very few places,
you're
though.
Right. And you got to have a veteran mix that's able to police their own locker room.
And guys that are willing to take a backseat to his ego. Not even his play.
Not his ability,
just
right.
Just his ego.
So, and then Kevin Colbert, the GM, comes out with the whole, Ben is our leader and he's got 52 kids to deal with. And some of the listeners were bringing up great points throughout the weekend, saying when you have an Anthony Villanueva on your offensive line that has done extensive time in the military, that I want to say was either a he was either a SEAL, but he was deep in the military. That is a grown man. That is a grown ass man, not a kid. And I've mentioned to you, Joe Hayden. When you got guys like that in the locker room, you can't refer to the rest of the team as 52 kids.
No.
The only thing is, if AB hadn't done all of his other things, coming from Antonio Brown, a proven all-pro talent, people would respect that and go, okay, there's an issue. But because he's been such a clown,
right,
they won't take that seriously enough.
Well, and then I think part of the problem is the mustache. Who can take that serious? Nobody. So.
Or when you're trying to make a legitimate, valid point about your time in Pittsburgh, but you're doing it on a treadmill. That's another thing. He did the Instagram live post while he's huffing and puffing and running on a treadmill. It's like, dude, why? What are you doing?
Dude's a train wreck. I don't know. If I'm a team, I really consider, is this one signing going to get me to the Super Bowl? And if so, okay. If not, is it worth it?
I was just saying, any team that sees all of this, it's like you weigh it out and go, could he do enough on the field for me to be able to deal with him off the field?
There's about five teams that I would think.
I know the first one. The Patriots. Yeah. But they don't have the cap space.
But I'm just saying, there are four or five teams that it would make sense to fade the ego and deal with it. And
you're right.
Because he could be the piece that gets them a Super Bowl ring or another Super Bowl ring in the case of the Patriots. But other than that, I mean, there's 28, 27 teams in the league that I would just be like, nope.
So here's the three teams that have shown the most interest. You tell me if any one of those teams has a coaching staff and a locker room capable of handling him.
Okay.
Raiders?
No.
Redskins?
No.
Titans? I know Vrabel is a tough guy, and he was as a player.
Because Vrabel was with the Patriots, and he's a no-nonsense guy, but I think guys love playing for him. Even when you saw on Hard Knocks, as big of an a-hole as he was on Hard Knocks, you got the sense and you heard reports from guys in the media that, God, they just love playing for that dude. And I think that's part of the reason why he got the gig. It wasn't that he showcased his talents as a defensive coordinator, even though he suffered, had a lot of injuries on there. They still didn't play well.
Right.
But I think that he's a player's coach, and that might be the only one of those three teams that might have a chance at it not being a huge disruption.
I will say this. The team that I think where it works the best for him and for the team is the Raiders. Because if you're Gruden, you save face on the whole Amari Cooper deal if you can bring him in. If you're Carr, you love the fact that here's a guy that's going to go out there and just all the things that we're talking about, they do say he works his butt off more than anybody on the practice field, and his work ethic, getting ready for games and everything, is great when you're talking about physical conditioning and all that other stuff. He could help them in a lot of ways, and Gruden's the kind of guy that is one of those old-school type coaches where as long as you play for me and show up on Sundays, he'll tolerate a lot. He had Keyshawn Johnson and Warren Sapp and those guys with Tampa Bay. I think, and because he wants to be on the West Coast, I think that Raiders situation might be the one for him.
But here's some thoughts as you're talking that I'm thinking about why it wouldn't work. Number one, if you remember the whole team versus Derek Carr, he cried on the field.
Yeah.
That's an issue. Then you think about how young this Raiders team is going to be, where they have all these draft picks. You've got a guy like this that comes in as with his ego to be the leader, to be the man. Is that really how you want all of your young rookies? Is this the guy you want looking up to? And then you think about the fact that there's not a lot of talent around him he might want to go there, but boy, it's a train wreck right now. And I think that they really have to consider, is he the starting point for a franchise that's going to make their way to a Super Bowl? Is he the first piece? I don't know. I mean, the car thing worries me, and the fact that you got to have a young locker room.
Well, he avoids. Would worry he me as he well. At least gets away from the Ben Roethlisberger stereotype of what he was dealing with to get, like you said, more leaning more towards the kid than the old man leading the kids. But the problem is, like you said, he's cried.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Pro Bowl quarterback, but he took a step back. So you don't know what you're going to get in that whole situation. But in terms of when they're going to Vegas and they need to make a splash, and a lot of times the team will say it's all about the locker room, but sometimes they're thinking about from a business perspective too. If you bring Antonio Brown in, then the Raiders franchise has that oomph going into Vegas next year.
So you said, who was the third one?
It was the Raiders, the Redskins, and the Titans.
Yeah, I just don't see. Also, I mean, when you look at those teams, the Redskins. And
who's going to throw them the ball in Washington?
Yeah, and the Raiders, I mean, just coming off of a 4-12 season with still some rebuilding to do. And I know that you can turn it around in the NFL sometimes, that you've seen teams go from worst to first, but you've also seen teams go from first to worst. And, you know, depending on the circumstances in Tennessee, man, it felt like they did a lot with nothing just to go 9-7 and be in it most of the year.
Yeah,
of the three, obviously, they're the closest. They're the one you look at and go, they're probably the closest to playoff team and you know, being somewhat of a threat.
Yeah, no question about it.
I mean, I'm not
it,
suggesting that if Antonio Brown goes to the Titans, they win a Super Bowl.
No. But because there's other breaking news, but news that's coming out of the division, and we'll talk about that. But as the division gets stronger, it's like you have to be either able to put up or shut up. So if you're going to make something out of Mariota, who now looks like by the start of next season could be the worst quarterback in the division, if that's the case, you got to put weapons around him. You basically have Henry to solidify your running game. You still have, coming off an injury, an all-pro tight end. You could get a wideout, a veteran wideout, but I don't think he'd be happy in Tennessee. I think if you weigh Nashville versus the Bay Area versus D.C., I think he'd like to go to the Raiders for his own benefit personally. Plus, he was all about that guaranteed money. And the Raiders have a ton of money because, like you said, it's a bunch of kids as they rebuild.
Well, I mean, he still has 2 years, 3 years left on his deal. So it's not like they, I mean, he's not really in a position to bargain, being that he's got 2019, 2020, and he's not an unrestricted free agent until 2022.
Right.
So if you're the Steelers, do you want to keep him in the AFC? Or do you want to at least shuttle him to the NFC?
The Steelers don't want him in the AFC.
So they're in the position to say, hey, you know, this is where we'll go. And I don't know what his no-trade clause or anything like that looks like. But if he has one.
He doesn't have one, but the biggest thing is if you're the Steelers, who's giving me the best bag of loot coming back?
That's it. But see, like, I mean, there are teams out there, like, if I'm the Browns, boy, I would love to have him. But there's no way in hell that the Steelers are going to do that in the division. And I think the rumblings are they don't even really want to do it in the AFC.
That's
so,
what they've said, yeah.
You know, you look at teams like the Chargers that would love to have him, I'd be willing to bet you. But in the NFC, if I'm the Steelers, like you said, the Redskins might be a team that's worth looking at. Hey, Green Bay could use a wide receiver. Let's
be real. Well,
they
got Devontae Adams, but other than that, everything has taken a big step back.
But they're going to lose Cobb.
Yep.
He's a free agent, yep. And you'd like to replace him. And I know Adams is good, but...
I know in Green Bay, if they're going to make a splash free agency-wise, they've talked about either Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown. And depending on what the price tag is, look, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you give him Antonio Brown and Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham, even if Jimmy Graham isn't what he used to be, that's a pretty good set of receivers and backs to deal with Aaron Jones. Now, if you switch up and you say, I'll give you Devontae Adams and Le'Veon Bell and Jones in the backfield, so you got the two-headed monster like New Orleans and a good tight end, you can find someone in free agency like a Golden Tate that's going to want to come there just to play with those guys.
Yeah, other teams that I'm looking at that might make sense that I think could use him. I mean, even staying in that division, Philly and the Cowboys could both use somebody at wide receiver.
Cowboys, but it's just cap wise. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, but remember, it's a trade. You can move.
I know,
some salary.
I'm saying but you haven't signed DeMarcus Lawrence, Dak Prescott,
and they're not
Zeke
even close.
Elliott.
Did you hear
those
about
are
that?
All, yeah, they're all.
They're not even
up.
Close in signing DeMarcus Lawrence. So that's you're right there. What about Seattle though? I mean,
I think it's a great fit.
I think Seattle would make a lot of sense. It's an NFC team. You could probably get maybe a draft pick out of them. You could look at getting something back in return, whether it be from their defense. Although if you're Seattle, you got to be careful because it's already a makeshift defense, so to speak. But I think from a fit perspective, Seattle would probably love to have a guy like that to hook up with Russell Wilson. So.
I totally agree. It's just, do they have anything that the Steelers want? Do their draft picks are gonna? They were a playoff team, so it's not going to be the high draft pick they're looking for.
And I wonder if Carolina would be considering something like that too.
It'd be a good fit too for Cam.
Yeah.
Because he's never had a really good veteran receiver. So.
Right.
All right, we'll kick that around. We've got plenty to get to on the show, but if you want to join us, the HR&P listener line is 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number. You always reach us via Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Before we head to the first break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a fantastic job, locally owned and operated. Their main goal is to make sure they tailor make a program and a rate for you and your family or business. And it's going to be everything that they can put into it without trying to screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. How do I know? I made this switch almost 2 years ago. I've saved thousands off of my bill at the previous company. And it's because they took the time to care and ask questions. When you call them at 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you will get a human being and not an automated system. And you will get them to ask as many questions as you're asking them because they want to help you find the right program. They're going to be like a trusted friend. There might be times that they can't give you the best rate and the best deal. They're going to tell you who can because they want you to remember that they were honest with you. And so you might not go with them now, but you may go with them down the road. That's the way they want to take care of their customers. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. Know that I'm here for you. Just know that I'm here for you. Here for you. Know that I'm here for you. Just know that I'm here for you. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Monday. It's a little chilly out there. I like it. Nick, you probably don't. Barry, I'm sure you're good with it.
I'm managing.
Oh, I don't care.
You had the puffy coat.
Yeah, I had the little down coat, I guess it's called.
Yep.
It's a thin puffy coat.
And then layering.
A little
layering
sweatshirt
helps.
And a t-shirt.
I believe one of the interns said that she liked your drip.
She did say that.
Yes, she
did. I know you guys are jealous, but, you know, what can I say? I drip so hard.
Was she sober when she said that?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know if you know this.
These interns drank.
I'm pretty drippy.
I can't.
I don't know if I use that right.
When you say that,
I'm so drippy.
You're drippy.
My drip is the drippiest of the drips, dude. Like I'm such
no I'm runs, no all. Drips, no I'm, hairs,
bro. You know what they call me on the basketball court? Broken faucet, because I'm drippy, bro. I'm drippy.
Broken faucet. I'm surprised that didn't come out of Joel's mouth.
I know. Right?
You should have got donged for that.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I would have gotten that in like a second and a half.
I haven't really been using the dong that much.
What? Oh, God.
I'm sorry?
Oh, God. Thank God y'all can't isolate that.
Isolated.
Thank God y'all can't isolate
121.
That.
I'll go grab the
Thank
audio,
you very much.
And we're just going to play it from my phone.
Interns, you know what to do. If you're listening and you're attentive out there,
Radu, if you know
isolate that audio.
I hate Radu. He better
Radu,
not do that.
If you know what's good for you, you'll save that. Right there.
Yep. And Nick, send it to Barry and I.
Nick, talking about the dong. We need to save that. Thank you so much, Nicholas. Appreciate you.
RIP Luke Perry.
Dude, what the heck, man?
I was shocked. We're getting ready for the show, and I get an alert that people are like, 16 people sent you messages on Facebook. I go, what the hell's going on? And it was 16 messages, RIP Luke Perry.
Yeah, do we know what? I know he had a stroke.
Right, and he was 52
was it just
years old.
Complications but from the stroke, I'm
I
guessing.
I guess so,
huh?
Because everybody said, hey, you know, My wife watches Entertainment Tonight at night after the news, and I get home and I see them broadcasting live from outside Mount Sinai or whatever hospital he was at, and that kind of gave me the indicator that maybe this is more serious than people think.
Yeah,
but I never thought he was going to pass away from it. Maybe he'd be incapacitated or something like that, or he would, you know, with the stroke, maybe he would lose some of his extremity, use of his arms.
Which happens, yeah.
But instead, just boom, just like that, he's dead.
Golly, man. That's horrible.
I didn't even hear about the stroke. I just heard about him dying, to be honest with you.
I had read something about it, but I thought, he'll be okay. You know, it takes a while. He can bounce back from that. Good for him for
52 years old. Not incredibly old.
You know, he didn't die, and then, well, he did.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing was, they're doing a reboot of 90210.
Are they?
Yeah, and everybody was on board with the exception of him, and they said it was because, I guess he has a Netflix show where he plays the father of a kid, and he said, I've kind of evolved from being the kid and the young kid to being the dad. He goes, and hopefully I'll be in acting long enough to play a grandfather someday if you're in the game long enough. I saw that soundbite. And Shannon Doherty actually was the other one that hadn't been signed yet, but she also has a show that she's been working on. And so they were hoping to get both those guys on board, and then this happens.
That's terrible.
Yeah, awful, just sad. Awful
now,
news.
I didn't watch a lot of 90210.
I did not either.
I did have a lot of people say I look like Brian Austin Green because I'm hot. My drip is so swag or whatever.
Dude, I don't see that in the least. But at the same time, if you could...
Really?
He ended up with Megan Fox. He did okay.
Yeah. Well, you know. I ended up with Nora.
That's right. Good there myself. You go. You did great. And you're not getting divorced. So that's fantastic.
No, that is... yeah, I'll take it. I know you didn't watch 90210.
I did, actually.
You did?
What? From time to time, I did, yeah. I didn't care.
You were alive and during 90210?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pretty young.
Yeah, I am young. You guys are old. I'm the young one on the show.
We've established that. I get that.
Mm-hmm. But I did watch that. He's not the only person that died. The lead singer of Prodigy also died this morning.
Yeah, you could have put him in a lineup and told me pick the lead singer
the
of Prodigy.
The crazy hair
that still be guessing.
Keith Flint.
Yep. Smack my bitch up.
Yep. He died as well. So 49 years of age. So he died a little too early too, along with
Bitch fought back. I don't know what happened there. What happened? How did he die? How did he die? I'm asking how he died.
I don't know. I just know that on the
Prodigy, you gonna give us half the news?
The Twitter account just said it is with our deepest shock.
You're getting your news from the Twitter account.
From the Prodigy Twitter account.
Oh my God.
It's a legit source.
CNN is reporting that Luke Perry died Monday after suffering a massive stroke. His publicist, Arnold Robinson, has told CNN he was surrounded by his children, fiance, ex-wife, mother, stepfather, brother, sister, and others. So evidently they knew it was coming, and that is just a shame.
Damn. Yeah, because I thought he, like I said, I thought he, so he had the stroke, and then I thought I had seen somewhere where he was in recovery or he was recovering. That's why it was such a shock driving in that I hear it or on my Twitter that I, at a stoplight, because I don't use my phone when I'm driving.
Of course not.
That I saw, I was like, wow, that kind of felt like a surprise.
Yeah.
But that's just terrible, man. Very sad.
No doubt about it. So that's some of the other news today. We do also have other breaking news coming in involving your favorite football team and other things to get to. So we are just getting
the Jersey Village Falcons?
I know.
Oh.
But we'll get you, if we can get an update on the Jersey Village Falcons, we'll try and do that as well. But we have plenty to get to. And, of course, we'd love to have you join the show. So HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter.
At some point, we're going to have to talk about the Cougars. Nick, I'm sorry. We're gonna have to do that.
I think it's a necessary storyline.
We got to talk about Taco.
We do.
Yeah,
that dude is huge.
One of the 40 tallest people in the world. Did you hear that on the broadcast?
Right?
Yeah, they said he's one of the 40 tallest people in the world.
He's supposed to be the same height as Yao Ming, and it doesn't look like it's even close.
He looks like he just
towers over him.
Yeah,
crazy.
Hey, listen, check your email if you're in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Go check your email for me. You should have gotten an email from our promotions director letting you know that it's winding down. Courtney has sent out an email that says, look, weigh-ins are between March 10th and March 14th. Now, I have a thing for you here. I have a little tip for you. Go to Vortex. You've got about 2 weeks left at the most. I want you to go to Vortex because you're going to burn a ton of calories working out of Vortex, doing their boxing or their spin classes. It's going to give you an advantage over everybody else that's just out there just dieting and maybe walking around the block. This is a great workout that you get at Vortex. 45 minutes, you get a full body boxing or spin class workout. It's outstanding. I promise you, you're going to feel so good. Maybe a day after you might be a little sore because, like I said, full body. But, man, it's such a great workout. You're going to feel amazing, and you're going to burn a ton of calories doing either the boxing or spin classes. Vortex is located at 1707 West Gray, and right now they have a special going that I want you guys to take advantage of. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. That's unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. You want to win those that Houston staycation at the Houston Estonian. Man, get out to Vortex in the morning, do a boxing class, in the afternoon, do a spin class, do that a couple times a week. You are going to shed pounds. They've got the special $40 unlimited walk-ins. They've got equipment for you, so you don't need to buy it. You just show up and they have it for you. And if you need more information about classes, call them 281-501-3094. That's 281-501-3094. Or better yet, just go online. It's probably easier to do it that way. Just go to vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com. And when you get out there, tell them Barry sent you.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Breaking news, a big deal here in Houston. Terrence Jones signs another 10-day contract with your Houston Rockets. So he will be back for at least another 10 days. That is not the breaking news. Jadeveon Clowney.
That's not the...
has been franchise tagged by your Houston Texans.
Really?
Your thoughts.
That's good.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm not as enamored with Clowney as I think some people in the media in this town are.
I'm with you.
I think he hasn't done enough to warrant a... max, you know, a big time deal like some of the other edge rushers in this league have.
Right.
I think if you were paying on potential, then you might be overpaying. And I fear that that's what the Texans will end up doing.
Yeah, I said this all along. He was in the same draft class as Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. So you buy yourself some time with a franchise tag to see what's the difference between what he wants, which is to be in the ballpark of, like you mentioned, those two guys, or just what's realistic for a guy that has a ton of potential but really hasn't consistently stayed on the field healthy to live up to it. And can you get to a common ground? Or yeah. If he wants to test the market, hey, you did all you could. You franchise tagged him for a year. We'll see how this year goes. If you just knock it out of the park, then maybe we'll talk about a bigger contract. But right now, I'm sure that they have their parameters on what they think he's worth.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting couple of years because are they going to franchise tag him twice? Are they going to be able to work out a deal? That's going to be interesting. Speaking of interesting.
What happened? I can't hear you,
I was
you,
like, what are you guys up to?
I can't hear you, sir. What happened? What happened? I can't. How come we can't hear Barry? What's wrong? AD!
You're a chicken. Don't make me curse. Don't make me curse. You know what? He's just scared. Yeah, no, scared. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm trying to give you my mic. You could use that.
See, Nick has sound bites for all of us, but he's too scared.
I haven't really been using the dong that much.
He's too scared to have his own. He's too scared to have his own. He likes to make us look bad, but he don't want to look bad.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to play my own drum.
I haven't really been using the dong that much.
Who was that? That's not even me.
I mean, I feel like that was you. That definitely sounds like you. Does that
sounds like
Joel? Who
weirdo.
Does it sound like?
Sounds just like you, Nick.
I haven't really been using the dong that much.
Yeah, really? See how that works?
Does that mean life is
Radu
good?
Radu is officially fired from this show.
Gold star for Radu.
Radu will never, ever
this is how you elevate
intern on
yourself.
This program ever again.
This is how you elevate yourself and separate yourself from all the other interns.
Okay.
This is how you do it.
Is
right
that how
here.
You do it?
Yeah.
That's I don't want to hear any more of his ideas, of any sketches, or any of his punk-ass ideas. He can save it.
He was attentive. He got results. He did it in a timely fashion.
Do you realize if we got as angry,
gold star.
If Joel and I got as angry when you play our sound bites as you just did?
First of all, y'all clearly get equally, if not more angry.
Oh, absolutely not.
I get agitated sometimes.
I don't.
That's just what I do.
I don't get angry. It doesn't bother
you
me.
You absolutely get angry.
No, not for the sound bites.
You're starting to become the most sensitive suspect on
you
the show.
You take that back right now. That's not true.
I totally agree with that.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the pot and the kettle here.
When you can get out from under a moniker, you go for it, Barry. Every day I'm leaning more towards that one.
Giving that to me, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
No question.
I'm the sensitive one on the show. Got it. Yeah, no, that's good hustle by Radu, though.
That was fantastic. I think we should get that in the rotation and use it on the regular.
I think we should talk to Tyler about removing him from the show. That's what I think we should do.
I mean, haven't we always been on a vote system, two against one right here? Yeah, and I vote to keep him.
I'm with you. That's two against one.
I don't think that's going to happen, Nick.
Suck it, Nick.
Punk bitch.
That's how that works.
Wow! Suck it. A PB on a Monday.
It's early.
Yikes!
It is early.
Other breaking news out of the NFL, somewhat, but now it looks like when all the T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and the new NFL season is underway, Nick Foles is going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar, which is why I alluded to the AFC South now having a pretty salty lineup of quarterbacks, and Marcus Mariota may now be at the bottom of the totem pole when you think of the likes of Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson, Nick Foles, and Marcus Mariota.
Is that your order?
I think Andrew Luck's on the top of the list.
Well, so you said...
And then Watson.
Yeah.
And then Foles.
Yeah.
For now. And then Mariota, yeah.
You said for now. Do you feel like Foles might be a guy that could surpass Watson?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
Simply because he's proven it on the biggest of stages in the NFL. He's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's shown poise, and if he can show that leadership in a different uniform, and again, the key is the personnel around him. If Jacksonville really wants to do this right, you got a running back. If Fournette, if they can work out whatever their differences are. If you can put some receivers around him, their line's decent, I think he could do a lot of good for them.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to get him some help, though, on that offense, because that offense was atrocious. They need help on the offensive line. He needs some receivers. He could probably, I mean, you have Fournette, but like you said, what are they going to do at running back if that doesn't work out, or if he's just too big of an issue to deal with, probably use a tight end. Like, that whole offense needs revamping, and it starts up front with the quarterback and the offensive line. They look like they're going to solve it with Foles at the quarterback position. And now I don't know whether they're going to do it through free agency, but they don't have any money, like you said.
Right.
But I had mentioned that last week that I thought Foles and Jacksonville might be a thing, and you brought up the salary cap, and I thought, damn, I looked at it, and I was like, well, they're dead last. I don't know how they're going to make it work. Because when I threw it out there, I thought I was a genius, and then you were like, oh, yeah, salary cap. Okay.
So you can backload it. So maybe you go light. The guaranteed money will be key, but you can go low,
well, I'm sure
low
they
to
cut.
Start with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then make sure that it gets substantially larger numbers and dollar figures as they get a little bit more cap flexibility just to make it work for both sides. Because you look at it, you look at the other alternatives, and we said the market was drying up for the needs for a veteran quarterback. Washington also doesn't have the money, but has a real need. And the Eagles the Eagles didn't want him to play in the same division, but that was when a trade was on the table. But even still, that doesn't look like a situation where you could win now. But when you look at the Jags defense and you know where they were just a year or so ago before last year's debacle, they're not that far away. Defensively, they can keep you in games. And if, like you said, if we can build around, you know, what they put forth with Foles, they can have something going there.
But what do you do with Blake Bortles? Because his...
I think you cut it.
His dead cap money is $16.5 million.
Oh, God.
You can't cut him.
So, but his cap number for this coming year is, I believe last I read, was only like six something.
No. His cap hit is $21 million in 2019.
Cap hit for the Jags... But I thought his actual salary...
So his base salary is 14.
Wow.
His signing bonus is 5 mil. His roster bonus is 2 mil. His cap hit is 21 mil. His dead cap money is 16.5.
I thought ESPN was saying this morning that he was only due 6.5 for this year. I was like, if that's the case, maybe when we talk about teams that want to add a backup that could, you know, be... reasonable, but as a former NFL starter that could help somebody, maybe then. But with those numbers you just rattled off, no way.
Yeah, and then in 2020, so he's got a base salary of 18, signing bonus of 5 mil, a cap hit of 23, but his dead cap money is 5. So you almost feel like they're going to have to fade him this year. He's the backup quarterback at 16.5 mil, or 16 mil is his what he'll be slotted for a backup.
That's all guaranteed? Because
I thought
he signed a 2-year deal, and I thought either he or the team an option to get out.
So it apparently it looks like it's a 3-year deal. There is a potential out in 2020, 2 years, $36 million, $5 million of dead cap money.
Golly, that's a killer for the Jags.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, look, again, now that we're not dealing with a trade scenario, I would think that you got to work out a deal where if he's amicable to it and going, hey, I'll go low on the front end if you backload it and you guarantee it, because I'm not going to have you cut me should things go sideways after I agreed to do you a favor and come in with a light number early to help you out.
Yeah. The other thing you could try is maybe put him together in some sort of trade.
Who's going to pay him that much money?
That's a good question.
Also think that it's an upgrade over what... Because Blake Bortles did not show out last year.
Mm-mm.
He barely showed up.
Mm-mm. I mean, I guess... I don't know. It's just weird that his cap hit is 21, but his dead cap is 16.5. So maybe that's what they were saying is... What ESPN was suggesting is that the savings is around $5 million.
Well, that's not what I mean. I guess maybe I've misinterpreted.
Unless there's something I'm not reading or there's a part of the contract. The only thing I see on here listed is that it says potential out in 2020, 2 years, $36 million, $5 million in dead cap money. But they have that dead cap money listed on 2020, not in 2019. So I might be wrong. We could probably figure out a cap person. But either way, it's just surprising that a team with no money can go out and figure out a way to make that work.
That's what I said, but that's also maybe from his camp's perspective going, look, I want to make sure that people don't think it was a fluke, just the system in Philly or whatever it is. I want to go to a team where I got a legitimate chance to win and, you know, make another mark on my career.
Yeah.
I think that Jacksonville's the best case scenario for him, because think about it. Where else in the NFL is he going to go? Because, again, if you're Nick Foles, do you want to play in the division you just got out of? But with lesser talent around you, unless somehow, some way he would have worked out a deal with the Giants.
Right.
With OBJ,
right.
And with Barkley, and
right.
With those guys. But they're not, evidently, that's not going to happen. So,
man.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I'm curious to see what goes down in Dallas with DeMarcus Lawrence. We talked a little bit about it earlier, but that's going to be interesting too, because apparently this past weekend, they weren't close. And Jerry Jones was saying, Tuesday's a long way away. No, it's not.
Nope.
I mean, not when but he doesn't seem to be too worried about it, I'm guessing, because he can just use the franchise tag. And
but he's still got to sign Dak. He's got Zeke on the books coming up that he's got to sign. He's got Amari Cooper could be a free agent. You got to take care of so many guys. You can't just be that flippant. I understand it with Jason Garrett, which he said he's going to let play out, which
right.
I would do. But with his players, like especially when you're talking about a DeMarcus Lawrence, you got to get those deals done.
Lawrence will earn $20 million if he's franchise tagged.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Life's good.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal at all.
Nope.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Again, if you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of hour number one, 3-hour show. Plenty still to go. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday here at the Gal Media Studios on The Usual Suspects, and we appreciate you along for the ride. I do want to give a shout-out before we go any further to the good folks down there by Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. Came out in droves to Golf Galaxy on Saturday to make sure that they let me know that they are big fans of the show. They listen. They love it. It was very cool to meet a lot of the listeners. They were all, God, a lot of people in golf attire, kids of all ages that had the white belt on, that were all geared up and ready to go, wanted to play some golf. So they were doing well on Saturday, but it was good and fun to meet the listeners out there.
That's awesome, dude. I'm glad they came out. It's always a little nerve-wracking when you do stuff like that, because you show up and you're sitting there at a table or doing your thing, and you're like, God, if no one shows up, I'm going to be so embarrassed. Of course, no one would know because no one showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're like, dang, I really hope that at least a few people, like one person comes by and says, oh, hey.
It was cool because they positioned us right
I love your co-host.
Between the checkout line and the people coming in. And they would immediately see the ESPN 97.5, and then they would walk over to the table. And, of course, baby Dwight is there, Drew.
Uh-huh.
And so you can't miss him because he's about 7'10". And then they came back and they go, oh, I listen all day. And guys say, I listen at work, and one of my coworkers likes to try and put it on a country station. And we're like, no, we're not having that. We love The Usual Suspects. And I was like, wow, that's great. And then one lady that is a huge fan of the show was from my arch rival high school in Wisconsin, said she listens every day, and she wanted to come out. I was like, that's great.
That is great.
So it was a lot of fun.
Somebody said, can you guys explain what the franchise tag is? So in layman's terms, basically it just means that you call dibs on the player. They're an unrestricted free agent, and you can say, well, rather than you being able to hit the market, you can exclusively franchise them or non-exclusive. There's also transition tags. There's a lot of stuff that there's different kinds of tags out there. But just know, in layman's terms, a franchise tag means they get a predetermined amount of money based on a formula that the NFL produces each year. And it's based on position too. So getting franchised as a QB is going to cost a lot more than franchising a kicker.
So if you're franchised, you have to be in the top five of the salaries at your position, I believe.
It's a mix. It's like an average. I think that they take the top five, the average of the top five.
All right.
And that's what you get. And that's per position. So they'll take the top five salaries per position and come up with an average. For example, where is it?
Because in the second year,
quarterback. So quarterback in 2017 was $21.268 million. Mm-hmm. It went up to $23.189 million in 2018, and they'll go up again in 2019. But yeah, it just basically means a team can say, "Hey, look, I know you're unrestricted. We want to try to work out a deal over the next 12 months. So you're going to play for us for this predetermined amount of money for 1 year, and then they become an unrestricted free agent again at the end of the franchise tag. You can franchise tag a player twice. The cost of it goes up as well." After that, you can do it again, but I think it's just outrageous.
It behooves the team and the team to get it done before the second franchise tag, because that second franchise tag is designed to be just ungodly amounts of money so that they either get a deal done or they agree to move on their separate way.
Am I wrong on the – I don't know if there's a third one. I thought it was just two.
I think there's two.
But I feel like there was a third option.
I thought it was on the franchise tag. I've always thought that there were just two.
Yeah, I could be wrong with that.
Because you think about Kirk Cousins. He had the first one, which put him in the 20s. The second one put him over 24, and everybody was like, well, they really got to get a deal done then. And then at the end of that, they just decided to let him walk. So I don't think I think the Redskins were out of options.
Okay.
So they ended up, and he ended up in Minnesota. So.
For some reason, I remember when I was reading about franchise tags and all that, I could have sworn I read about a third one.
Barry, if there was a third option, you will be finding out about it in quick time, either via Twitter or text message.
Yes, of course.
Because that's just the way the suspects
do it. So it says, this is according to Wiki, because I Googled it real quick. Consecutive franchise tags are allowed. However, for a player to be tagged two straight years, the team must pay 120% of the player's previous salary. This is, again, why they're saying if you do it the second year, it costs you. If it is a three straight years, the team must pay the player 144%. So there is a third year.
Okay.
Yeah. But who's going to pay 144%?
No one.
That would be like tagging Nick Foles three straight years. You're never going to pay 144%.
Right.
So, yeah. You can do it multiple years in a row. It becomes cost prohibitive to do so. That's why most teams will not do it.
Yeah. So
hope that helps. A couple more texts from the text line. Thank God you guys are on all around. Thank God you guys are an all-around sports station. ESPN Denver is so boring. That was from Steelers fan Juan, who's now living in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then somebody said, rest in peace to the word drip. Time of death, 121. Because I just ruined the word. Old man, old white man got it and ruined it.
Yeah.
That's like when white women ruined Raise the Roof. you knew Raise the Roof was over with when like 50-year-old white suburban women were raising the roof in the supermarket. And you were like, well, that's dead. They killed that.
That had so much meaning here because of Cynthia Cooper.
She was a Raise the Roofer for sure.
Yeah, and then all the fan base decided they could use that at any time for anything all the time, and it was like, Oh, when you see the lady in the grocery store in aisle five going, yeah, the ketchup's in. Woo, raise the roof. No, that's a bad
That's not going to happen.
It's not a good look.
Couple more texts before we move on. What up, suspects? Y'all are killing it. On a Monday, there's no doubt y'all are the best show on ESPN 97.5. Hey, we love you. Thank you.
Yes, I don't appreciate
that. I don't know if we're the best show, but we certainly try to have the most fun. I don't know if that we make that either. We're also the angriest show on ESPN 97.5.
We can be.
I think all three of us tend to get pretty angry.
I think between you and Joel, Barry and Joel.
Oh, right. Because
they're the angry people.
We're out there having to make resolutions about
changing their
evil ways. I get
thrown in the crossfire all the time. Y'all speak for yourselves.
Bitch, please.
Speak for yourselves.
You are, without a doubt, the angriest man on this show. And
that is so not true.
We have put a poll up, and the listeners even said it.
That's true, too.
What poll?
I swear to God, the text line.
There was no poll. Your bots
could not get in the way of you winning
that poll. There was no poll thrown up
at all. The listeners, look, you're even getting mad about not getting mad. That's how you do.
There was. I'm just denying. I'm just denying what you're saying. There was no poll thrown up.
Okay, don't yell at me.
There was no poll thrown up.
I hate when people do that when you're arguing and then you're like, no, bro, I'm telling you. They're like, okay, don't yell at me. You're like, bitch, I wasn't yelling. I'm not angry. And then you just get angry when they do that. That's low blow. That's cheating.
And by the way, 713 da 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 da. Remember those days, Nicholas?
Oh yeah,
that was one time.
Oh, you were hot
3 months ago.
No, four months ago. It was in December. That's what caused you to make the resolution.
It's about 3 months.
That
ago.
In 2019 you weren't going to do that anymore.
I haven't.
You've been close.
I haven't revealed anybody's number in 2019. Not once.
I enjoyed it, by the way, but you were close.
Last text from the text line that was worth reading is, how will tonight's freeze impact my grass? I'm sorry.
You said worth reading.
I hate to tell you, lawn talk is dead. These guys.
So is your lawnmower.
These Virginias will not allow me to talk. It's still out there, by the way.
I was going to ask for the update, because literally it's probably going to be 6 feet under and dead by the time you get out to it.
Out there today. This is, now we're 1 week, we're on the 1 week anniversary of giving myself a hernia, trying to lift that damn thing. Boy. That was Monday, after the show. This is when I popped my guts out of my stomach. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's been
a
week.
I can't believe that's what a hernia is.
By the way, it's not. It's getting better. I wanted to go run this weekend before the TV thing just to try to shed a little water weight, maybe slim up a little bit. Then I can't run with my guts hanging out. That's just not going to happen. Although the pain is almost gone.
Oh.
So that's good. So I might just be one of those old guys that just lives with a hernia, because I looked at the cost, by the way, and I love our. I love our company, and I love everything they do for us, but our insurance does not want you to get a hernia.
Oh, really?
Just the cheapest I could find was $3,000 out of my pocket.
Oh, no.
To get it fixed. Out of my pocket.
Oh, boy.
$3,000.
Can't Nora just make a deal with one of the docs on the side?
I was like, Nora, can't you just bring home a scalpel and some stuff to deaden it and you push it back in? I mean, what's going on here?
You wouldn't do that. That's scary.
No, I would totally do that. I would trust my wife. She's been a nurse for I don't know how many years now. I would trust her over a lot of people. In fact, I used to let her test when she was first learning how to, or was going to school to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. She had to draw blood. And she would test on me. She'd just come home during the week and draw blood, practice sticking me with the needle, and not really pull out a lot of blood, but she would just, because you got to do it on somebody.
Yeah.
So I would let her draw blood on me about, you know, 3-4 days a week.
I'm with you on the insurance, because they want $2,000 to get this bump out of my head.
You got to get your horn removed?
Yeah.
Damn.
You're brutal, man.
What's that movie with the dude that had the two horns?
The
in
unicorn?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Hellboy. Is it Hellboy? Yeah.
You're going to Hellboy.
I need $2,000 out of pocket just to remove one of my Hellboys. Yeah.
Well, that pisses me off that a hernia is more than that.
Yes, it should be.
Although that, you know what, though? I told you, I have those lipomas. That's what that's called, right? Lipoma?
It's like a benign.
Yeah, that shouldn't be $2,000. I guess it's because it's on your head. But yeah. I had one on my arm. I have them all over my body, actually.
Yeah.
Because they're hereditary. You can get them. I look like a walking braille book. I do. Like, I have these little bumps all over my body. And but you should be able to go to a dermatologist. Like, the first time I went to the dermatologist and had this really big one removed from my arm, they just charged me the office visit. It was just a copay. The guy just dead in the area.
That's great.
He cuts it open. He pops it out. He snips it, sews it up. And then I went back like a year later. I was like, hey, I got a few more I want to get removed from my arms, because that's what you see more on stage that I don't want, because it's kind of weird. And he was like, oh, I don't do that anymore, but I'll refer you to a guy. And it was like $300 per bump. Oh, I'm like, man. Bro. Do you know how many bumps I have on my body?
Yeah, why
I look like a gravel road, okay? I can't afford that.
couldn't the dude like go, I know what the deal I gave you, so let me find someone else that can.
You know what he told me? He goes, well, you need to make friends with a dermatologist. I was like, well, why? He goes, because my buddy gets them real bad like you. He's got them all over. And we'll just make a weekend of it. I make him take me somewhere nice. And then we'll get drunk and I'll just spend the night removing lipomas.
That sounded like a date.
I was like, what kind of weird ass, you're going to be on that, what's that Netflix thing about botched surgeries?
Yeah, or botched is the,
yeah, is
the
it called botched?
Botched is the show with the plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's just strange to me.
It sounded like a date, actually. I make him take me somewhere nice and then later in the night when I've had a few pops, I start removing his.
I would get a second opinion. Have you gone somewhere else?
My sister kind of helped, and we got it down to about 1,600.
Yeah, I would go somewhere else. Go to a dermatologist. Like
it's the billing people that you got to speak to.
Go to the dermatologist.
I did go. And that's who does it.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's who said it was $1,600. Is it because it's on your head?
I have no idea.
Because I literally paid a $30 office
visit.
How
many years ago?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. 7, 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saved all the pictures from it on my Facebook. I can look back and tell you. I took pictures while he was doing it. It was fascinating.
And with that, hour number one is in the books. 2 hours still to go of the Usual Suspects show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.